Welcome to this special podcast from My Kings Media and the Kingdom Messenger Network. I'm Teresa Croft. In my recent book, In the Vine, Living by Design in the Sweet Spot, I share my years of being impacted by John 15 with that of being found in the vine, grafted in for a divine purpose. Your purpose is attached to your destiny. Your destiny is tied to your identity. You are a son or daughter of the King. You're meant to reign in life. A big part of this involves listening to the caretaker of your heart, the vine dresser, and remembering what he says about you. I hope you enjoy each of these declarations. They are set up as you speaking the promise over your life, followed by a word from the vine dresser, and then a short prayer. Listen to each one each day, or you can listen to the whole audio. We encourage you to immerse yourself in these declarations based from the Word of God. You know, you're truly meant to be living in the sweet spot, in the vine by design. So, let's go into the vineyard and listen to the declarations of who you are in Him, who you are in the vine. Declaration number one, I am a citizen of heaven, a dwelling for the Holy Spirit. As you believe and confess Jesus as your Savior and Lord, you are grafted into the vine. You belong to Jesus. His Spirit is alive in you. So say it again. I am a citizen of heaven, a dwelling for the Holy Spirit. Now listen to the vine dresser. I delight in you and love to call you into my vineyard. My love cascades over you as I draw you out of the cold and into my warm home in the vine. You're not a guest, but a child of mine, meant to perfectly fit in the design of who I made you to be. So shake off the doubts and come on in to sit with me. I will take your shoes off and wash your muddy feet with my love and grace. Your mess does not diminish my love for you. I break my alabaster box of extravagant love as I wash your feet. My son is now the head of this vineyard. Allow my Spirit to give you the power for the transformation in your life, the construction for you to be the dwelling place of my love. Don't strive, child. Simply abide in the vine. Love, the vine dresser. Let us pray. Father God, I just thank you and bless you for your amazing love that you wash over us. You draw us out of the cold of the world and our own striving into the warmth of your presence in the vine. Father, I thank you that I don't have to call myself guest, but I can call myself child. I can call myself lover of you. Thank you, Father, that I'm meant to fit in the design, the divine design of who you made me to be. Thank you, Father God, for your amazing love. Your amazing love that you would even wash my feet. As Jesus washed the disciples' feet, I think of that, you, God, washing my feet. Thank you. Father, I thank you for your Spirit, the Holy Spirit, to transform my life. So I rededicate myself, Lord. I declare and believe that I am a citizen of heaven, a dwelling for your Holy Spirit. I thank you and I pray this in the name of Jesus. Declaration number two, I am alive with Christ. As you are grafted into the vine, his very life flows through you. You are alive in Christ. Say it again, I am alive with Christ. Now listen to the vine dresser. I delight to unite with you, my godly lover. I breathe my spirit of hope, peace, and joy into you to make you alive. Even when you are fallen off the vine, I took great care to find you, wash you, and lift you up on the trellis facing my son. Now you are in the vine, joined into the very life of my son, the vine. You are beautiful, so perfect in my eyes. I give you all authority to dwell with my kingdom power in the vine, displaying the infinite, limitless riches of my grace and love. My kindness will lead you to repentance, as I shower my love upon you. Rise up in this union. Don't strive. Simply abide in the vine. Love, the vine dresser. Let's pray. Father God, I thank you that it's your delight to find us, to love us, to be connected to us. You are so holy, you are so just, you are so righteous, you are so perfect, God. To think that you call us by name and call us to come into union with you. Even if we fall off the vine, Father God, thank you that you find us, you cleanse us, you lift us up. And as we're in the vine, it's like we can feel the very heartbeat of you because you wrap us with your Son, Jesus. Thank you, Father, for your grace, your limitless love. And Father, thank you that your kindness will always lead us to repentance. Oh God, you're not a God that's stern, calling us names and yelling at us. You're a God who calls us forth in love and in kindness. Someone today, Father, in the kindness of your love, I pray, Father God, they'll come to you and find that place of rest. And as they repent and as they forgive, they'll truly know the joy, the comfort, the peace, the amazing fact that they can be alive with you. Thank you, Jesus, that I am alive with Christ. Declaration number 3, God's love for me is so great. In the vine, you discover God's love for you. It's a kind of love that is beyond measurement, but you can grasp how wide, long, high, and deep Christ's love is. As it says in Psalm 103, for his unfailing love towards those who fear him is as great as the height of the heavens above the earth. He has removed our sins as far from us as the east is from the west. So say it again. God's love for me is so great. Now listen to the vine dresser. I am here to show you my love. I wrap you in it to keep you safe. You cannot measure this love. It is deeply intimate and far-reaching, going to the depths that is hard to fathom. My love endures and is inclusive. I never walk out on the back door on you. My love is beyond measurement and beyond head knowledge. I have this extravagant love to pour into you and over you to overflowing. Come closer to me. Trust me and allow my love to penetrate your heart, make you whole, and give you new meaning to your life. Hear me say it again. I love you. You are worth to me bankrupting all of heaven to give you my very best gift, my Son Jesus. Cling to him. Cling to my love. Love, the vine dresser. Let's pray. Father God, we just thank you for this amazing love that you give to us. The love that we can't even in our mind imagine, but you give us a heart that can feel that love. Revelation, heart knowledge that the head could never get, that knowledge could never get. So we just thank you, Father. We bless you for the extravagant love, that this love can overfill us and make us into this loving person. That someone just bumps into us and that love will flow out. Father, I pray for the person listening that doesn't feel this love, that doesn't understand this love. God, I know by your Holy Spirit you can touch their heart and you can pull the hurt out, wrap that hurt with your cloak and love them. Love them. Thank you for that love. Love that person now. Thank you, Father. I know you are. I pray this in Jesus' name. Declaration number 4. I am chosen and dearly loved. Yes, you are chosen by God and dearly loved. In fact, you are Christ's friend. Think on that. He loved you so much that he laid down his life for you and calls you intimate friend. Now, say it again. I am chosen and dearly loved. Now, listen to the vine dresser. I will always love you. You are dear to me. Did you know I chose you before the creation of time and that I had you on my mind? You are divinely chosen to be called my holy lover with an unstained innocence, joined to me in the vine. You are selected and ordained to be a part of my goodness, partake of my inheritance, as you are joined to the vine. I gave you your destiny. It's stamped into the very core of who you are in me. I gave this destiny and worked through you even while you were a child. It lines up with the core of your DNA, with its fire and passion for excellence. You can trust me to perfect it through the messes and the trials. I am not moved by these. My plans are for you to prosper, be healthy, enthused with the purpose of my heart for you. As you walk in this purpose, you are my vessel to bring heaven to earth with all its glory and power. You are accepted, my dear child. No rejection here. So walk in this calling with confidence. No strive, simply abide. Love, the vine dresser. Let's pray. Father, we thank you that we can say we're chosen and dearly loved. We bless you, Father, for this amazing love, this inheritance that you call us into. We thank you, Father, that you're well aware of our destiny because it's the design that you put into our heart. Father, I pray for someone right now who maybe doesn't understand that they are called and selected and chosen and very loved by you, that amidst the trials and the circumstances, you haven't forgotten their dreams, their visions, when in fact you've stamped it into them. But Father, I pray that they can rise up in that calling, in that destiny, and know that you will perfect that destiny. You'll perfect it because they're going to be an instrument that's going to bring heaven to earth. Thank you, Father. We bless you for being chosen and loved by you. We bless you and we praise you in the name of Jesus. Declaration number 5, I am blameless in his sight. You may need this reminder right now. You are blameless in his sight. God took hold of the law of sin by the jugular by sending his son Jesus to free you from sin. There's no condemnation here. You are blameless in his sight. You've been regenerated. God who got you started in this spiritual adventure living in the vine will never give up on you. So say it. I am blameless in his sight. Now, listen to the vine dresser. Case closed, my beloved child. That's what I say when you feel you've stepped over your imaginary line into sin so I won't love you. You are blameless in my sight. No condemnation or dark cloud rises from me. A new power is in operation. You are in the vine, and the life-giving Holy Spirit is flowing through you. Alter your mind by putting yourself, your mind, on the altar. Watch me flow through you, bringing the Spirit rain to cleanse your mind and heart as you cling to the vine. You may feel you have fallen too far. Not so. I am relentless in traveling up and down the aisle of this vineyard to pick you up out of the crud, wash you, and set you back on the trellis of my grace and mercy. I love you. Cling to me. Cling to the vine. Your freedom is in my vineyard of love. Love, the vine dresser. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you that once and for all, through Jesus Christ, on the cross, dead, risen, that there, the cancellation of the law. Thank you, Father, that we have freedom in you, that we're a new creation in you. Yeah, we have new genes. We have the DNA of you, Father God. Thank you that you say case closed when we come to you with our sin and feel like we've got to make up for it. Thank you for your love, Lord. Thank you for that new power that's in operation by your Holy Spirit. Father, someone listening right now needs to understand that they have not fallen too far. Thank you, Father, that you see them. You're lifting them up. You're washing them and covering them with the blood of your son, Jesus. And you're raising them up. And you're raising them up and saying, I love you. Come, abide, rest. I have a vineyard of love just for you. Thank you, Father, that you love us. Thank you for that heart that needs this reminder right this minute. Bless them, Lord. Encourage them so they can walk in the vine. In Jesus' name we pray. Declaration number 6. I can bear fruit. I can have provision in my life in every area. Out of your intimacy with him in the vineyard, you are in fruit-bearing mode, my friend. God desires you to bear fruit. He wisely knows when and what to prune. And remember, he only prunes those who are bearing fruit. The pain of his knife does not mean you have failed. So say it again. I can bear fruit. I can have provision in my life in every area. Now, listen to the vine dresser. I read your heart like an open book. I know what you are going to say before you speak. In all this, I say that I love you and have purpose for you. All you see is pain. I see a branch ready to bear more fruit. Hide yourself in me. I am here to hold you tight as you cling to me. I will plant you in the good soil of my promises. You will know what kind of branch you are because of my presence. I promise good fruit in the vineyard, and you are to be that fruit. You are a branch whose fruit will be pleasing to me, to yourself, and to others. In my vineyard is the good soil to grow. It's not like the world full of fear and anxiety. You don't have to strive to produce the grapes. Just abide and watch what I will do in your life. If you feel the pain of clips of your ambitions, know I only prune those who are bearing good fruit. Let me take away the pride and selfish ambition and lift you up in my glory. Will you cling to me? From that intimate place with me, I will peel back the truths of who you really are. In this intimacy is identity. You are my branch, tucked close to my vine. I see the juice of a bountiful harvest that will refresh you and those closest around you. Simply abide, don't strive. I love you, the vine dresser. Oh, Father God, we thank you that you promise us provision, that you promise us fruit from our labors. Thank you, Father, that you do all things well. Thank you that you perfect that which concerns us, and you say we concern you, Father. Lord, I thank you those that are needing provision right now, that they can say, I can bear fruit, I can have provision. Father, thank you that in that abiding, in that listening, and in your presence is the ability to bear that fruit. No striving. They don't have to try to be a grape. They can just be a grape because they're in the vine. We praise you and we thank you. In Jesus' name. Declaration number 7. I am not alone. One great comfort of being in the vine is that you will never be left alone. You can experience the presence of God each day no matter where you are. He says he will never leave you nor forsake you. So say it. I am not alone. Now listen to the vine dresser. I am here, my precious child. Don't think for a minute I will leave you or even loosen my grip on your life. Soak in my presence. Let the mist of a morning air refresh your spirit. Listen to the birds singing their praises to me and reminding you I am near. Let the nighttime cooing of the doves remind you of my constant love and care. Wherever you go, my hand will guide you and my strength will empower you. You simply cannot disappear from my loving gaze. Even the darkest night will not keep you from my presence, for the dark is as light to me, as bright as the day. Draw near to me, and I will draw near to you. Listen to every word of revelation I long to drop into your heart. This is a seeking, not with your mind, but with your heart. I have a hidden storehouse of treasures available to you, my godly lover. I am a living fountain of hope, ready to fill you and flow out to others around you. I am here. I'm not going to go out the back door. I am here with you in the vine. Love, the vine dresser. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you that wherever we are, you are there too. And it's such a simple truth, Lord, but yet one that someone listening may have the head knowledge, but they want the heart knowledge that you'll never leave them nor forsake them. Heal them of their past, Lord, where there's been a hurt of someone abandoning them or rejecting them or betraying them. Someone needs to be just simply healed from the lack of love from a mom, or maybe it's a dad, or maybe it's a friend, or maybe it's a spouse. Father, I thank you can take that gaping hole of hurt, of feeling deserted, and you can heal it with the balm of Gilead, which not only takes the sting away, but makes that wound whole. Thank you for your presence. Thank you that you promise us you'll never leave us nor forsake us. Thank you for reminding that heart who needs that encouragement, who can say, I am not alone. He will not abandon me. I am not alone. Thank you, Father, for that promise. In Jesus' name we pray. Declaration number 8. I am a light to others and can exhibit goodness, righteousness, and truth. Because of God's favor in the vineyard, you are blessed with displaying that light, the goodness, the righteousness, and truth to every mountain of influence. You bless others with the fruit of your intimate relationship with Him. And then you have the powerful ability to change the atmospheres, bringing His presence to every place your foot trods. So say it, I am a light to others and can exhibit goodness, righteousness, and truth. Now listen to the vine dresser. How I adore you as you walk in my blessings. Your abiding in the vine thrills my heart. You can forget the days when your life was full of sin's darkness. My light has come. Light is shining through you in union with me here in my vineyard. Your mission is set, child. I will be with you as you receive more of my revelation to be my light wherever you go. The supernatural fruits will be seen by all. My goodness, righteousness, and truth will be in you as you change the atmosphere of your city for me. You don't have to work this up. Remember, no striving, simply abiding in the vine. Love, the vine dresser. Father God, we praise you and thank you for the light of you inside us. Father, thank you for your goodness and your righteousness and truth. Thank you, Father God, we're not righteous according to what we do, but because of who you are. Our righteousness comes as who we are in you. Father, I pray for someone who maybe needs to understand this identity all over again, that they can be a light, that they don't have to perform, they don't have to walk in fear and acceptance, that they can simply abide with you and allow your light to flow out of them. They know they have a mission even, Father. So, Father, I thank you that you fill them with this goodness, with your mercy, with your truth, with your love. So every place this person goes, they change the atmosphere of their home. They change the atmosphere of their office. They change the atmosphere of Walmart when they walk down an aisle. Encourage them, Lord, to keep walking, to walk in the light. What's revealed in the light is covered by the blood. Thank you, Father, that we can be a light to others. In Jesus' name, amen. Declaration number 9. I am confident that God will perfect the work He has begun in me. Now that's a reassuring declaration. Come on, let's say it again. I am confident that God will perfect the word He has begun in me. Now listen to the vine dresser. I am here to direct you through your journey of life and experience my life-giving plans. plans of fruit, harvest, and bliss I reserve for you, lovers of me. I'm here to take your hand and escort you along each path with the Holy Spirit as your guide and teacher. I am your God who will continue to save and rescue you. My heart is wrapped around yours. I am here to forgive and give you grace each day as I look you with the eyes of love. My compassion and mercy is deeper than the ocean. Simply turn back to me. Discover that I'm not mad, but easy to please, longing to drown you in my faithfulness, goodness, and joy. My path includes favor and prosperity in heart, mind, and body, to be your portion as well as for the rest of your family. I have reserved a private place for you, lover of me. Draw near and listen to the revelation gold of my promises. Be found clinging to me in the vine. I will perfect what I have begun in you. Love, the vine dresser. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you that you have this amazing way of taking all the situations of our life and bringing out you. Thank you for the joy, the honor of being able to come to you and ask for forgiveness, that you give us grace each day, that when we look at you, we can see the eyes of love. Father, someone listening needs to know that you really are not mad at them. Lord, someone needs to know and understand the grace that comes with you, that you have faithfulness and goodness, that so often it's your kindness that will lead us to repentance. Thank you, Father, that you'll perfect the work. Thank you that we can draw near to you and we can experience being drowned by your love, wrecked, overcome, simply because you love us. So, Father, for that heart that needs to understand that, I pray, Lord, that even after this prayer, you'll draw them into your presence. You'll show them the great work you're doing, and you'll show them the divine design of their destiny, that it is for good. Thank you, Father. Thank you for perfecting the work you begun in us. We bless you and praise you in the name of Jesus. Declaration number 10. I am not a mistake. My husband told me this the other night, that God does not make junk. He does not throw me away. Hence, I have purpose for my life. So say it again. I am not a mistake. I think you need to say it one more time. I am not a mistake. Now listen to the vine dresser. Even if you fall off the vine, you are not a mistake, dear child. I have only growing vines in my garden. It can be easy to grow the wrong way and find yourself in the dirt that becomes mud with the rain. That is why I pursue you constantly as I go up and down the aisles of my vineyard, ever ready to pick you up, wash you off, and set you back on the track on my trellis of forgiveness. I don't see the dirt on you. I only see the gold in you. I am ready to unveil my secret desire for you. It's no longer a hidden mystery, but my long-range plan that I delight to make you my fruitful vine. Yes, this perfectly wise plan for your life was destined from eternal ages and now is completely fulfilled in the vine, in my Son Jesus Christ. Come in and enjoy this garden for you. I give you free access as my kings and queens. You can have complete confidence in me and my faithfulness towards you. You are chosen. I have great purpose for you. Simply be found in the vine and watch this purpose become your destiny. Love, the vine dresser. Let us pray. Father God, thank you that you do all things well. Father, I say a prayer for someone right now who thinks that they're just simply a mistake, that their life is a mistake. Father, I thank you that you can speak to them, that you can lift them up and reveal the hidden mystery that's not a mystery anymore. Christ loves you. Jesus has a perfectly wise plan for you. Your life was destined. Thank you, Father. I pray that your Holy Spirit will just impact this heart right now. Even if they have to stop the track and just focus and just soak that in, that you, God, have called them to enjoy this garden. You give them free access. Thank you, Father. Thank you that you don't make junk. Thank you that you don't throw us away. Thank you for giving us purpose. Thank you for aligning our life up so that we can live by design and not by default. We can live in the vine. We love you too, God. In Jesus' name, we pray. The following has been brought to you by iKings Media, a division of the Kingdom Messenger Network. Now stay tuned. 21 Declarations of Who You Are in the Vine, Volume 2. Welcome to this special podcast. It's Volume 2, 21 Declarations of Who You Are in the Vine from iKings Media and the Kingdom Messenger Network. I'm Teresa Croft. Thank you so much if you happen to be listening to Volume 2 because you purchased Volume 1. As I shared in Volume 1, I have been impacted by John 15 in the last few years. The idea of being found in the vine, grafted in for a divine purpose. May I remind you that your purpose is attached to your destiny. Your destiny is tied to your identity, and your identity is linked closely to who you are in Christ. Your identity is linked to who you are in the vine. You are meant to reign in life. So these declarations, they are set up as you speaking the promise of God over your life. Promises from the Word of God, followed by a word from the vine dresser, and then a short prayer. We encourage you to immerse yourself in these declarations based from the Word of God. You know what? You are truly meant to be living in the sweet spot, in the vine by design. That's been on my heart. And as I've struggled with some of the same issues that you struggle with, I've come to find that voice in my time with God as He speaks to my heart. The Word comes alive as He reminds me. The vine dresser speaks to my heart and reminds me of His promises. I believe these declarations will help you go forward in your destiny, bringing you peace and hope, and remind you that dreams do matter to God, that your purpose is found in the vine. Declaration number one, I am not rejected by God. His love and intimacy is my source of hope. Rejection can be brutal. It may be from a family member or a friend. So how do you face this as you stay in the vine? You declare His love for you and His ways to bring you comfort. Say it with me. I am not rejected by God. His love and intimacy is my source of hope. Now listen to the vine dresser. Dear precious child of mine, let my love nourish your heart. Bring your raging emotions to me. The pit you feel in your stomach is not from my garden. The rejection you experienced is only a speed bump in the pathway I've set before you. I call you my intimate friend. My overflowing love will never disappoint. My tender love handles your fragile heart as a priceless teacup. Even if the cup is carelessly handled or dropped and scatters into countless pieces, I am here to gently clean each fragmented piece and mold it back together with mercy and compassion. I am near. Lean into me. When you come into my garden, the anointing of my presence will satisfy you and heal your crushed heart. I also have other vines around you, other connections who speak my kingdom revelation to aid you in your journey of love. You are never deserted or alone, dear one. I have a grip on your life, and my presence is always here in the garden. Abide, soaked, be strengthened in my love. In the vine. Love, the vine dresser. Dear Father God, I pray for the one right now who has felt rejection and feels it even now, maybe. I thank you, Father, for your presence. I ask that your presence would soak that heart and that they could see by their spiritual eyes you, God, wrapping your arms around them, wrapping the very vines around them and holding them close to your heart. Lord, I pray and speak and declare your love to go forth even now. I thank you, Father, that as we declare and believe your intimacy with you is enough, that we can extend that in a prayer to a heart right now to receive and not be rejected, to walk in your love, to stay in the vine, to find themselves in the intimacy of you, and in that intimacy, find hope. In Jesus' name, I pray. Declaration number two, I have the favor of God in my life. That really is a reality of being in the vine. Did you know that? This favor increases and makes you a magnet for more favor. So say it again. I have the favor of God in my life. Now listen to the vine dresser. You are wonderfully made. My favor wraps around you and covers you with my kindness and joy. Favor goes before you for increase in every area of your life. I long to be extravagant and generous every time you hide yourself in me, in the vine. Stay in my soil of goodness and mercy. In this vineyard, you will find the secret of growing in the delight and favor of my ways. Favor brought my daughter Esther before a king. I extend my favor to you every time you approach me with the same humility. Now, child, begin to look for my favor in every endeavor. In my favor is my anointing for you to bring others into my vineyard of love and grace. Abide in this favor today. Love, the vine dresser. Let's pray. Father God, I thank you for your favor. And Lord, I extend as a source of hope and speak in this prayer for favor right now for someone listening. God, you're so intimate in the way you lavish favor on us. It could be as simple as finding a parking spot in the front of a store to the favor of finding a godly wife or a godly husband, the favor of finding increase to come out of debt, the favor of breakthrough. Father God, you have extended favor to my family. So Father, I feel that I just want to say my breakthrough of favor is your breakthrough. So I'm just going to say it right now. You know who you are. It's time for favor. Believe, hope. We'll stand and declare it and decree it. Favor in the name of Jesus in your life. In Jesus' name we pray. Declaration number three. I have a strong shelter in God. I can run to him and be safe in his love. In the midst of trials and setbacks, this truly is good news and something we all need to be reminded often of and something we need to declare often. So, say it again. I have a strong shelter in God. Now listen to the vine dresser. I am your only one strong, secure, and safe place. I am the one who gives you strength and skill for every trying circumstance you face. For I am a shelter of love to you and your fortress of faith. I sweep over you and wrap myself around your heart as a safety shield. I move in kind and tender-hearted ways to you, even when you don't deserve it. I am patient with you, so don't walk in shame. My love is so deep and so wide, like a flooding river overflowing its banks. I weave my tender love into everything you do. My heart thrills when my godly lovers like you listen and follow me. Come and experience the lavish splendor of my kingdom. I will manifest my kindness in all you do. I will protect you. You are safe in my vineyard. I am your strong shelter. Simply cling to me. Don't strive. Abide in the vine. Love, the vine dresser. Let's pray. Father God, I thank you that your name is a strong tower. We can cry out your name and run to you. Father, for that heart right now that needs a shelter, They may be in an abusive situation. They may be facing a challenge. They may be in very danger of their life. Lord, I thank you that you're their strong tower. Maybe someone, Lord, the danger is in their heart, their rage of emotion. Lord, I pray that they run to you and not to a substitute. I pray that they would find in their intimacy with you the source of hope and that shield that only you can wrap around a heart. So, Lord, right now, in the name of Jesus, thank you for coming to this heart that's listening and needs you, and that you are the strong, strong shelter. In Jesus' name, we pray. Declaration number 4. I am known as someone who can love others well. That may be a little awkward declaration because you may have problems with certain people. Well, let's say it this way. Say it this way with me. I have a gift from moving the dirt so I can see the gold in people. So, say it again, friend. I am known as someone who can love others well. Listen to the vine dresser. My dear, dear friend, as you cling to the vine, I give you all of my love. Allow that love to spill out of you by your tender humility, quiet patience, gentleness towards others, even if they may try your patience at times. I give you my spirit, which helped you have sweet harmony in your kindness for one another. Be gracious and quick to forgive in the depths of my love. I will give you boundaries to set when you need to establish you in your love. I have called you to this glorious hope of divine destiny to be a lover of people. Your ability to love is not dependent upon how you feel. Tap into my infinite supply of love. I will give you the power to love. It's who you are in the vine. Love, the vine dresser. Let's pray. Father God, I thank you for this amazing overflow of love that can come to us as we spend time with you, as we seek your presence and walk in intimacy throughout the day. And Father, I thank you that loving others is not dependent on how we feel. Father our God, I thank you you're raising up someone right now to be a lover of people. They just have the gift. They have the gift because it's deposited in them by you, Father. So thank you, Father, for extending this. Oh, Lord, we just decree and declare it because what does it say? We'll be known by our love. So, Father, thank you that you can pour so much love into someone that they just someone else bumps into them and the love of Jesus spills out. That's my prayer in Jesus' name. Declaration number 5. I can have peace in any situation. That needs to be repeated. Did you know that? You can walk in perfect peace no matter the situations you may face in the vine. This is something we all want and something that sometimes seems so elusive. So say it again. I can have peace in every situation. Now listen to the vine dresser. Dear child, I am your oasis. Come to me and find the gift of perfect peace. Come inside the garden and be saturated with my presence. Leave your worries, your burdens, and your fears. No need to be troubled as you find the rest and refreshment in me. I am your oasis with perfect peace in the vine. Stay steady by keeping your mind and heart on me. Learn the ways inside the garden and you'll discover I'm humble, gentle, and easy to please. You will find what you are looking for. So rise up, be courageous, and join your life to mine, and find the peace you are looking for in the vine. No need to strive. Join your life with mine and abide in the vine. Love, the vine dresser. Let's pray. Father God, I thank you that we can speak and decree and declare peace. And Father, I thank you that we can speak into the spirit realm and believe for peace for someone right now, whatever their situation, Father. I pray you open the eyes of their heart and they could see you move on their behalf. Open the eyes of their heart that they could even take from heaven a dose of peace that will hold them still no matter what they're facing. a peace that wraps its arms around us, a peace that says, God is my oasis. So, Father, I thank you for perfect peace that comes to the one whose heart is stayed on you, who's fixed on you. We fix our heart on you, God. We'll decree and thank you in advance for your peace. In Jesus' name. Declaration number 7. I have more than enough to sow into the kingdom of God. This is a part of the harvest with the beautiful, juicy grapes that comes out of your life for yourself, for your family, for others. It's a way of God providing the wealth, not just money, but providing the provision for you, provision for your vision. So say it again. I have more than enough to sow into the kingdom of God. Listen to the vine dresser. Dear child, you worry over things I have taken care of already. I have called you to be a wise builder. I am the one who gives the power to produce wealth. Watch how I bring strategies, people, and plans across your path to enable you to produce what you need. Whatever I call you to do, I more than enough enable you to walk there in my grace. I am for you, not against you. I have called you to impact the nations as a builder of communities, businesses, and enterprises that will fill the hearts of my people with hope, wisdom, and love. Now, let me take that burden off your shoulder. My load is easy. My burden is light. Look, listen, and obey. Trust, abide. Watch for me to make a way so you can be blessed to be a blessing in a greater measure. I am for you, child. Walk in my favor for your life. I have more than enough for you as you sow into the kingdom of me. Love, the vine dresser. Let's pray. Father God, I thank you that you are so more than enough. Lord, I thank you, and as I believe you for that provision, Lord, I just join in the name of Jesus with your son, Jesus, and I just thank you right now. You're breaking the spirit of poverty off your people. Lord, I thank you the currency of heaven is not money, it's faith. And so, Father, I pray for the hearts to grow in their faith, grow in their expectancy of how you're going to provide. You're a good, good father, as my daughter sings. You're a good, good daddy. You know what we need. Lord, for someone who's just burdened, all they see is a stack of bills, and they're at a point where they don't even want to open those bills. Father, I pray that you would release grace over them. You would release peace over them, and that they would look and listen and obey what you're calling them to do. Thank you for the overflow. Thank you for the outpouring. Thank you for provision. In Jesus' name, I pray. Declaration number 8. I know God has not forgotten my dreams and desires in my life. Sometimes we can feel like we are left on the back burner of life with all our hopes and dreams. It can get dry and crusty back there. Rise up again and say it again. You're not stuck because... Say it again. I know God has not forgotten my dreams and desires in my life. Now listen to the vine dresser. Dear child, why is your heart down? Why do you feel I don't know you have desires for connection, finances, and peace? I hear the troubled beats of your heart. I see your longings and dreaming for completion of healing in areas of your life and your family. I give you that desire for peace and not strife. Now lay this burden down. You're not meant to carry it. Know that in this process, I'm producing a gift inside of you that will nurture others. Look to me. Make me the delight and pleasure of your heart. Then watch me provide for you what you desire the most. If you feel that deep longing or feel I have forgotten you, it may simply mean your eyes have shifted from me to yourself. Look to me, child. Quiet your raging heart in my presence and pray. Keep hope alive that I will come through for you. The humble in heart will receive every promise and enjoy abundant peace as they see their dreams fulfilled. Abide, cling, stay in the vine. Love, the vine dresser. Well, Father God, I thank you that you give us the dreams You give us desires in our heart. I thank you that as we desire and as we seek you, those desires are perfected and those desires can come true. Father, someone may just, the trouble beats of their heart, there are just too much. They feel like they're forgotten. They do feel like their life maybe just nothing comes through for them. Whatever that is, Lord, I pray that they'll lay the burden down and know that there's a process going on. And in the process is a beautiful piece of work that you make them. And they go forward. They fulfill their desires. So, Father, I pray that your presence would come forth and someone would keep the hope alive, knowing that you, God, have not forgotten your promises, that you will come through for them. So, Father, I pray for that person. Keep hope alive. God has not forgotten you. Keep hope alive in Jesus' name. Declaration number 9. I can walk in divine health and be healed of any infirmity. Think of it in this way. In the vine, it puts your body under supernatural protection. Healing comes to you. It's in your DNA. Say it again. I can walk in divine health and be healed of any infirmity. Now listen to the vine dresser. I am your healer. Walk with me and experience the healing grace of being connected to me, child. My son has carried your weaknesses, has been beaten and crushed. The price has been paid. I do not train through pain. Your desire for healing is my desire. So healing you and keeping you whole matters to me. I am the same yesterday, today, and forever. Do you know what that means to you? I still like to heal bodies. Bring your battered and torn body to me. Lean against my arms. I will hold you and make you whole. I will bathe you with the cool mist of my presence. I will hold your hand with tenderness as you lay on your healing bed. I will kiss your heart and make it whole. My divine health and healing is here in the vine. Love, the vine dresser. Father God, I thank you. The divine health is possible. Father, so I pray right now, someone may be listening to this and they're feeling an ache in their body. Someone right now has a liver problem. There's someone else that's dealing with female issues. Father, there's someone else that their left knee is just in terrible pain. And we speak healing. We say, pain be gone. Father, I thank you. You do not train through pain. I thank you. It's your desire for us to walk whole. So finally, Father, for the last thing, I just want to pray, Father, for that heart that's listening, that they will forgive themselves. Yes, forgive others, that they'd find that place of forgiveness. Because I know as they forgive, something amazing happens in their physical body. So friend, forgive. Forgive. In Jesus' name, I pray and I believe. Declaration number 10. I can walk free from every sin and stronghold. Nothing will keep you out of the garden of God's love. So don't believe that lie that God is mad or God could not forgive you or there's not grace for that. Use your imagination on this one and see how God sees you. Say it again. I can walk free from every sin and stronghold. Now, listen to the vine dresser. I see your shattered heart. I hear your cry. I do not offer punishment for what you have done. I offered my son, and once and for all, he satisfied my wrath. It's over. The fountain of my heart is to see your tender heart, your offering of praise amidst the mess. I have erased all your guilt and my saving grace. I will fill you with holy desires and pure thoughts. I unlock your heart so you can see yourself as I see you, pure and holy. I give you my spirit wind so you can stand tall with me in my garden and remain true to me. The source of my pleasure is not in your performance. I have no hoops for you to jump through to be found acceptable. I love you, my child. Abide now. Don't strive. I love you. Love, the vine dresser. Father God, I'm just amazed and so thankful for your grace. I thank you that once and for all, the wrath, the punishment of sin has been satisfied by the once and for all, the death and resurrection of your Son, Jesus. I thank you that you look at us and you say, it's over. I thank you that you give us the grace to walk holy. I thank you, Father, and I believe now as we pray and as we stand in agreement for you listening in, my whole family's rallying with me. We believe you can be free. We're speaking it over you now. You can say no to anything that would want to bring pleasure, and you could find the yes of God in your face that would take away the desire of whatever that is. Father, I believe you're raising up these kingdom-minded people that are so in love with you that they can't even think about doing anything that wouldn't please you. You are that person listening right now. Rise up, believe, walk, and don't try to perform. It's grace. It's his mercy that he's extending to you right now in this prayer. Accept it, believe it, and say, I can walk free from every sin and stronghold. In Jesus' name we pray. Declaration number 11. It's declaration number 21. I'm going to do something a little different, and it's something I encourage you to do. You know, you can read straight from the Word and decree and declare over yourself. So declaration number 11 is simply this. The bondage of your barren winter has ended. The season has changed. I'll say, listen to the vine dresser. Listen to Song of Songs, chapter 2, from the Passion Translation. Arise, my dearest. Hurry, my darling. Come along with me. I have come as you have asked, to draw you to my heart and lead you out. For now is the time, my beautiful one. The season has changed, the bondage of your barren winter has ended, and the season of hiding is over and gone. The rains have soaked the earth and left it bright with blossoming flowers. The season for pruning the vines has arrived. I hear the cooing of doves in our land, filling the air with songs to awaken you and guide you forth. Can you not discern this new day of destiny breaking forth around you? The early signs of my purpose and plans are bursting forth. The budding vines of new life are now blooming everywhere. The fragrance of flowers whispers there is change in the air. Arise, my love, my beautiful companion, and run with me to the higher places. For now is the time to arise and come away with me. For you are my dove, hidden in a split open rock. It was I who took you and hid you up high in the secret stairway of the sky. Let me see your radiant face and hear your sweet voice. How beautiful your eyes of worship and lovely your voice in prayer. You must catch the troubling foxes, those sly little foxes that hinder our relationship. For they raid our budding vineyard of love to ruin what I planned within you. Will you catch them and remove them for me? We will do it together. Song of Songs, chapter 2, verses 10 through 15 from the Passion Translation. Let us pray. Father God, I thank you that the season has changed. The bondage of someone's barren winter is ending right now, and the season of hiding is over. You, God, have come with your presence and have soaked us with the beauty of who you are. Thank you, Father. I pray that you will awaken a heart, that they would see that this is a new day of destiny, that their best years are ahead of them, regardless of how old they are or how young they are. Thank you that you are the one who's bringing this budding life, that we can call you our companion. Yeah, I get excited as I pray this one, Lord, because this is your very word, the word of the vine dresser in Song of Songs, chapter 2. So thank you, Father, for your word. I pray now, Father, that from this podcast, that your listeners, your dear hearts, your dear children would learn to take that word and make it their own declaration. Thank you for allowing me to just play a small part in learning how to declare myself. Now free someone, Lord, today. And let them know that you've got good things in store. That you talk about these troubling foxes that hinder our relationship. So, Father, I pray that anything that comes in between that intimate relationship with you, that we'd catch them and we'd remove them so that our lives would be a continued budding vineyard of your love. That's just my final prayer for you, that you would so find Jesus so clean to him, you would remove anything that would hinder that relationship. And guess what? He's there to help. Thank you, Father. We love you and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you enjoyed this 21 Declarations of Who You Are in the Vine, Volume 2. If you want more information, check out iKingsMedia.com. 21 Declarations of Who You Are in the Vine is brought to you by the Kingdom Messenger Network. I'm Teresa Croft. I'll look forward to seeing you online.